93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden will address a joint session of Congress for the first time on April 28th. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi extended the invite to Biden on Tuesday. President Biden's vaccination campaign hit a snag when federal regulators recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson shots, but the White House is holding out the move as a validation of the president's measured approach during the rollout. Biden administration officials pointed to the action by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as proof that they're putting safety first. There's concern about the effect on those Americans who are already leery of all virus vaccines, but Biden said there's enough that's 100% safe for every single solitary American. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a nice string of warm, storm-free days. Now, big changes are on the way. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. High in the upper 70s, low tonight around 57. Tomorrow, a lot cooler with a high around 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the 40s. Risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time just about every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Senate has approved lottery and casino legislation. Senators voted 23-9 Tuesday for the proposed constitutional amendment that would establish a state lottery and allow 9 casino sites in the state. The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. Montgomery police have arrested a man following the death of his 5-month-old child. 20-year-old Ricardo Ocana is charged with capital murder in the death of 5-month-old Austin Flora. Ocana is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And Johnston Taylor, the teen charged in the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He is charged with 2 counts of manslaughter. His arraignment is now set for April 28th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
A few moments ago, I placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And as I stepped back and stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer. And it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment, and I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. The armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all Americans' prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. For all we can ever do for our heroes is remember them and remember what they did, and memories are transmitted through words. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. There's always someone who is remembering for us. No matter what time of year it is or what time of day, there are always people who come to this cemetery, leave a flag or a flower or a little rock on a headstone. And they stop and bow their heads and communicate what they wished to communicate. I think sometimes of General Matthew Ridgway, who the night before D-Day tossed sleepless on his cot and talked to the Lord and listened for the promise that God made to Joshua. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. We're surrounded today by the dead of our wars. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us. All we can do is try to see that other young men never have to join them. Today, as never before, we must pledge to remember the things that will continue the peace. Today, as never before, we must pray for God's help in broadening and deepening the peace we enjoy. Let us pray for freedom and justice and a more stable world. And let us make a compact today with the dead. A promise in the words for which General Ridgway listened, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on Wednesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
Tell you what, yesterday was nice, this morning was nice, this afternoon, not so much.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, the rain coming in. I don't think the rain's going to be as bad as people think it's going to be, but we'll know in the fullness of time.
It is going to make things colder for a spell.
Yeah, I saw the 20-degree drop in temperature.
Right.
So, Let's do this. Let's go to Robert, see what's on Robert's mind, then we'll get into business for today on the Dan Morris Show. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Big Daddy Dan, thank you for letting me on. And I know I'm harping on a tune you heard before, but I love the opening of your show. And guess what? It helps me. It makes me watch all of Joey and Eddie and your show all the way through because it's so inspiring. And if I could make a book out of all the stuff that you put on there, I would do it. But anyway, I'm just throwing in 2 cents because I know I'm a rambler. I'm going to let y'all go. I just want to say, love your show, baby. I hope you're feeling good. See you later, dog.
Thank you. You have a good day. Haven't called dog in a long time. But I'm sure he meant that affectionately, don't you think so?
Oh, I think so, too. Meant that in the best way possible.
Yeah. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing, and also on the Mortgage Corporation of the South Gift Card Drawing. Not too many people in there.
Right.
So they need to take advantage of this, you know what I mean? And find out what's going on, you know, since we didn't take many yesterday. And then I wasn't here on Monday, but I don't think I took too many on Monday.
Nope.
Boy, I tell you what, I heard about Mudbug tough on call yesterday.
Oh, I believe it.
I had a whole bunch of law enforcement officers, current and retired, that just went off on him. And just that he just didn't know what was going on. And I played the Blake story at the end of the show yesterday. But, you know, this whole thing of trying to second-guess the police, I mean, we need to decide as society, do you want police or not? And then what standard do you want them to be operating under? And traffic stops are, as I've said on this show many a time, one of the most dangerous things you can do. You do domestic violence and you do pullovers, stops, because you don't know. I mean, that's what happened with this guy. There was a warrant. Now, you're going to hear Gayle King talk about very insignificant warrant. It's a misdemeanor. They shouldn't do this for misdemeanors, and they shouldn't arrest people. You'll hear Ben Crump say the same thing. You know, that's the thing. If you go in and you have a failure to appear, and you get stopped in a traffic violation because of an expired tag or light out or whatever it is, and you have a bench warrant, then they're going to arrest you. They're not going to go, we're going to let you go this time. Let you go for what? I mean, you didn't show up, and you should show up for court. So let's do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we'll get into the details of Dante Wright and others, and then we have a lot of other stuff to go over right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, where you can save up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy and Sleepy's. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or buy Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Shop Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more with our sleep experts today to find your best sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Before we start diving into the calls, let me remind you about Mortgage Corporation of the South. Yes, they're as good as I say that they are. How about that? That's saying a lot. So I don't talk about a whole bunch of people, but when I do talk about them, I believe in them. And one group of people I believe in is Mortgage Corporation of the South. The whole gang up on the mountaintop. Give them a call, 567-9000. And get in on the drawing for Squeak Weekend Mortgage Corporation of the South. How nice of Duke to go carry them some cookies up to the top of the mountain. But they really are as good as I say that they are. So give them a call, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you today, my friend?
Oh, feels great out here. The clouds come over, we get a little more rain. I think the pollen is just about beaten down altogether now. It took a while, didn't it?
I forgot to neti pot this morning, and so when I went to the doctor's office, people asked me a question. I go, huh? Because I couldn't hear, because my ears are so clogged up.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, just have to crank those headphones up.
There you go.
Joey ought to be used to that with all the rock and rollers he hangs around. The truth and the reality is you have no rights once a policeman turns the blue lights on. And once a policeman turns the blue lights on, you're technically under arrest. And you ain't got no rights when you're under arrest. Now, maybe after you're arrested, they read you your rights. But you don't have the right to do pretty much anything. And if you try to do anything, this is what happens. That may need this gentleman, medical officer, the soldier that was pulled over, did the wrong things all the way across the board. He didn't have the right to drive to a safe place. Even though the Supreme Court says that, in reality, that's not true, is it, Dan?
I don't know. I've never had a problem with that.
No, but you and I ain't getting pulled over by the cops.
Well, speak for yourself.
Okay. Well, I am speaking for myself. Hey, I thought being a retired rocker that I would be more than likely, but I could see now that an investment broker and a radio talk show host is much more prone to get pulled over by the police.
Hey. They thought I was Joey.
Yeah, Dan likes to get where he's going. I'll put it that way.
But you know what? And I'll say this. Musicians and bands have guardian angels. When I think all the years I drove back from gigs at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, I ain't never even met a musician been pulled over by the cops. And believe me, we all feeling good by that time after 4 hours of playing a gig.
Confession is good for the soul.
Yes, and how many musicians have been pulled over or got DUI after a gig? I've never known one.
Nobody's up that late.
But, you got to do what the police say. You don't have a choice.
True.
And anything other than that is going to result in now. Apparently, this lady who was this gentleman who was shot by the police lady who grabbed a gun instead of a taser, she was training a rookie officer. So that was a rookie officer in the car with her, wasn't it?
It was. There were three officers involved, and I'm not sure which one was the rookie, but there was definitely a rookie with her.
According to something on, I heard this on NPR and the Black Information Network, which, believe it or not, is worth listening to. It was nothing else, a few minutes at a time. I do believe both the other officers were rookies. And, you know, these people are not, like we discussed yesterday, they're not prepared for this kind of stuff, and this guy got away. I feel if it hadn't been a car full of rookies, that might not have happened. So it's all unfortunate. It is the gentleman's fault that did not follow the police order.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you had a car full of rookies, because what would have happened is as soon as they were going to arrest the guy, they would have called for backup. And then another officer would have shown up. Now, that could have been a rookie, but it wouldn't be, you know, he would have some time under his belt to be solo.
Well, there's one thing for sure. In Prattville and Millbrook, there would be no time, because there's always three officers there immediately anytime somebody's pulled over, because they don't have enough donut shops there. And on that note, Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
Thank you, but they have the best donut shop in Prattville. Let's go to Dave. Dave, how are you today, my friend?
Hey, Dan. Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
You. April was on. Are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
I mean, I've got some complications, but right now, I'm good.
Okay, well, we enjoy April, but we miss you.
Well, thank you.
The reason I was calling is maybe it was your first caller today, was thanking you for your introduction to your show every day, and I do appreciate that as well, but it reminded me, Easter weekend, maybe it was Friday, Good Friday, you had a special on Easter and the resurrection.
Right.
And I thought it was, and I haven't had a chance to call you. I usually listen and very rarely call in, but I just thought it was really, really well done. And I so much appreciated it. And I think you did something similar previous year, and maybe for many years. But
I have. That's a tradition for us to do the Maundy Thursday and the Good Friday. And we always do the last hour at the point of crucifixion on Good Friday.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing it. And the same weekend, I heard a program, I think it was Focused on the Family, had a guest or played a recording of Lee Strobel. Are you familiar with Lee Strobel?
I am.
Well, I was just impressed. I've heard some of his things before. It was really impressive as well, hearing his story, how he went from being an atheist, and he set out to disprove God and Christianity and the resurrection. And after a couple years, I mean, he was a legal journalist for the Chicago Tribune, I believe, and he said, after 2 years of research, I realized I had to come to a conclusion. He said, every court and every judge eventually comes to a conclusion. He said, I realized that it would take much, much more faith to maintain my atheism than to believe in Christianity and the resurrection. And that was just powerful to hear his. I just wanted to thank you for your program on Good Friday. God bless you, Dan. We're praying for you. We love you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the kind words.
Well, can you put me in for Sweet Creek and Mortgage Corporation of the South as well?
Absolutely. Give me a month and day of birth.
11/27.
11/27. That's your end, buddy.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Coinbase Global, Inc., four-letter code COIN, is up 61.99%. So when I get up this morning to look at the different markets open, the first thing I get is a warning on Coinbase Global.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that pops up on my Ameriprise thing. Be careful when trading Coinbase Global for your clients. Not a worry, not trading that for my client.
I was about to say, I think in the long run it's a good bet, but right now in this opening day, this initial offering, it's going to, that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's 60 points up.
61%.
Yeah, my goodness.
152 points up.
Whew.
Shazam. Let's go to Simple Man. Simple Man, how say you today?
Hello, Dan and Joey. Just want to do it quick. I'm going to Tuscaloosa, so I'm out here on the road. Two times today I've heard speculations about this shooting in Minnesota, once on a black station, predominantly, well, absolutely black station, where they accused this woman of setting up this shooting by using the word taser, saying that they were saying that she set it up so that she could shoot him and then get away with it. I heard some of the same thing on your show today by one of your callers. I mean, how much of a conspiracy theorist do you have to be to think that this 48-year-old lady was out there trying to find someone to shoot? But anyway, I'm speaking as an ex-police officer by younger. If you've never won a badge, you've never had to put your hands on someone physically and arrest them, you've never had to pull your weapon in fear of your life pointed at another human being, your opinion does not matter. All of these calls, these people calling in saying this and that and the other about the person, the officer, your opinion does not matter because you don't have the ability to figure this through like someone who's been through those type of things. I don't think I need to really have to go into that. It should be obvious that we have a judicial system and people do make mistakes. So I just wanted to clarify that from my point of view, Dan. I hope y'all can hear me get on this.
Simple man, a couple of questions. What type of law enforcement did you do?
Municipal police officer.
Okay, you're kind of breaking up. Say that again a little slower.
I was a municipal police officer.
Okay. As I opened up the show, I got a ton of calls and messages from current and retired police officers about the call yesterday from Mudbug. And, you know, they're kind of like, well, you know, you shouldn't have to draw your weapon or they shouldn't have weapons and things like that. What? I mean, look at the officer that was killed in Arizona. Guy pulls him over. Guy comes out with an M6 and shoots a guy 12 times. Then when he's laying face down, shoots an officer, laying face down the road, shoots him in the back of the head. And it's all on his squad car video. And it's the most dangerous thing you can do.
Absolutely. Years ago, the city of Lincoln, Alabama, they arrested these two police officers arrested this guy, put him in the back seat, and he was able to get, during the pat down, they found he thought he didn't have a weapon. He shot and killed one of them, if not both of them.
Simple man, do we lose you?
Years ago, the city of Lincoln, Alabama, I thought I had lost you. But yeah, it's unless you've done it, unless you've been there, you felt what you had to feel at the time to do what you had to do. Unless you know that pressure of life and death, and not just life and death, but in a physical situation where you have to subdue somebody, in my opinion, you don't have the right to make an opinion on it. You just need to wait and see what evidence says.
Simple man, I appreciate the telephone call. Appreciate you weighing in. Have a great day and a safe trip. We'll be back, Papa B, after this.
Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No.
The Dan Morris Show.
Any major dude will tell you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello.
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the MIME seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a nice string of warm, storm-free days. Now, big changes are on the way. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. High in the upper 70s, low tonight around 57. Tomorrow, a lot cooler with a high around 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the 40s. Risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time just about every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, having a little funny laugh with Joey Son. I need the Atlanta Braves to start winning. Lost three straight. Two to the Marlins, one to Phillies. And the pitching is just awful. Max Fury was terrible yesterday. 8 runs and 4 innings by one of the celebrity top alleged pitchers there. Let's go to the phone, let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, how are you?
Hello, Dan and Joey. Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
Got my son riding with me today.
All right, are you breaking him in?
Car into the shop.
Are you?
He had to take his car to the shop, so he's riding with me. Big C. You gonna say anything? He can't.
He's scared.
He's petrified. Okay. Dan, it looks like the riots are gonna happen one way or the other. That doesn't really matter what the outcome of any kind of trial is. What do you think?
I think that there are a whole bunch of people who want some things in the locker room and from different stores. And I mean, for example, they went into an area that's 15 minutes away, and hit a Foot Locker, hit a CVS, and of all things, I know you can find this hard to believe, a liquor store.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How they picked a liquor store, I'll never know.
Well, they got to get back at the liquor store for George Floyd and that little guy that got shot. This liquor store probably is right in on that conspiracy.
Yeah, probably.
So they got to get back at them. So, I really don't watch the news that much anymore, Dan, Fox or anything else. I find myself, working and trying to watch some other stuff like news and on online. And but last night I was watching what's her name after Hannity?
Laura Ingraham.
Laura Ingraham, and she made a pretty good point. She said, "Well, I thought after Trump was gone, all the riots would stop." Isn't that what?
Well, and you know, we remember what Biden said, is these are Trump's riots.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but Kamala, our presumed vice president, she was bailing out the rioters so they could go back and join the riot.
Yeah.
And, you know, and after Biden and Kamala are anointed, inaugurated, I won't say elected because I don't believe they were, I thought the riots were supposed to stop. I wonder what the people of Minneapolis are thinking right now.
Let me tell you what, they are concerned. Our headquarters is in Minneapolis. It's the tallest building in Minneapolis by, you know, I think about five floors. But we are always a target for somebody to try to do something to our building. So this time around, because of the Chauvin and this happening simultaneously, I was talking to somebody this morning. They said it's like an armed camp at the IDS building.
That's crazy.
It really is.
That's absolutely bananas. Well, and I mean, you know, the Midwestern, you know, Eastern Seaboard, and even, you know, California or Western Seaboard, they got to be thinking, well, they got to be thinking, look, why are y'all still rioting? Trump is not president. We voted him out. That's what they're saying. So why are you still rioting? I thought this was about Trump. I wonder when that's going to kick in to some people right there, Dan. Or are we already seeing it? Have you seen
it's back to, you know, when it's convenient for it to be Trump's fault, it was Trump's fault. Now it's... It's the judicial system.
Oh, so now it's somebody else's fault.
Of course.
Never there, though.
They say right, they say wrong, and they need to write it.
Uh-huh, I got you. Well, all right, my friend, I will hopefully talk with y'all again.
You and your son have a good time.
Thanks, sir. Have a good one.
See you, man. Let's play the update on Dante Wright shooting. This is CBS on the arrest. Listen to what they say.
The district attorney handling the Dante Wright case says we may learn today if the officer who shot him will be charged. This comes after a third night of protests in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. That's the city where Dante Wright died. And also other demonstrations in Philadelphia, Chicago, and Dallas. Omar Villafranca is in Brooklyn Center where police say Officer Kim Potter meant to reach for her taser before shooting and killing Dante Wright.
The National Guard is still here behind me looking over the scene after another night of protest despite a curfew. Pepper spray and, of course, flashbangs were used to disperse the crowd, and there were around 60 arrests. Yesterday, the chief of police and Officer Kim Potter both resigned, but some people say that Potter should have been fired.
And I never imagined this is what was going to happen. I just thought maybe he was being arrested.
Kate Wright, Dante's mother, said she was on the phone with the woman who was in the car with her son moments after the shooting.
And it was on a FaceTime. And she said, she was crying and screaming, and she said that they shot him. And she pointed the phone towards the driver's seat, and my son was laying there, unresponsive.
My Lord.
That was the last time that I seen my son.
Police say Dante Wright had been pulled over for an expired vehicle tag. They say officers tried to arrest him when they learned of an outstanding warrant and that he resisted. Police say Officer Kim Potter, who had been training a new officer, thought she reached for her taser. But she fired a gun instead.
And, you know, my bug and other people, I mean, they were kind of like, well, that was actually on purpose. Are you kidding me? Why in the world would you think that was on purpose? I mean, she said, O-S, expletive, I shot him. And that was not intentional. Everybody was stunned when you go back and look at the video. But what people are doing is they're seeing what they want to see. And if they believe that police are just innately bad, then that's what you see. Notice out of that, it was never mentioned he was resisting arrest. Never mentioned that he had broken, he was being arrested, and he broke away, got in his car to drive off. Never, none of that was ever mentioned. Second part of the story, listen in.
Officer Potter was a 26-year veteran of the police force. Along with Police Chief Tim Gannon, Potter offered her resignation Tuesday, saying in a letter she believes it is in the best interest of the community, the department, and my fellow officers if I resign immediately. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott.
You know, I'm hoping that this will help bring some calm to the community. Although, you know, I think ultimately people want justice.
Why was she allowed to resign, and why didn't you fire her instead?
We were going through our own processes to make sure that we had all of the documentation in order to be able to do that.
Dante Wright, life matters.
In a show of solidarity, Wright's family met Tuesday with the family of George Floyd, just outside the courthouse where the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin is being held.
We're here, and we will fight for justice for this family, just like we're fighting for our brother.
At that press conference yesterday, I also asked, since Potter resigned and was not fired, would she still get her pension and be able to get another job in law enforcement? The mayor and the acting police chief could not answer that question. The mayor also was asking the case to be reassigned to the state attorney general, but the state AG says he feels confident the Washington County DA can handle this case.
They can handle it, yeah. It's amazing just how amazingly suspicious everybody is. Let's go to John Boy. John Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, first time caller.
All right. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Retired military. Been here in the Montgomery area since about 2006. Spent 17 years as a cop in the Air Force, which is a lot different than, you know, being on the outside, but going back to your caller 3 or 4, I think it was Soldier Boy was talking about once the cops pull you over, you don't have any rights. Matter of fact, you maintain all of your rights. And the problem, I think, with the citizens is they don't know what their rights are anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I had two police officers that texted me about that very thing.
Yeah. You know, you got, you know, I watch I'm kind of a YouTube junkie, so I watch a lot of they call them First Amendment auditors. And what they do is they go out and they test the police and make sure that the cops are doing what they're supposed to be doing. So, and again, a lot of people don't know, you know, that First Amendment right. You can record the cops, and a lot of people don't do that. Your Fourth Amendment right, you know, you don't have to give up your ID unless you're being suspected of a crime. You know, Alabama has a kind of a strict ID law, and it's you don't have to provide your ID unless you're being suspected of a crime, you're about to commit a crime, or you have committed a crime. And a lot of people don't know that. A cop walks up and says, give me your driver's license. They just hand it over. And a lot of times you don't have to do that. You don't have to talk to the cops. And, you know, I'm not anti-cop. I was a cop, and I loved the cops. But a lot of people get themselves in trouble because they don't know what their rights are.
That's very, very true. Jumbo, what do you do now?
I'm a contractor out on Maxwell.
Okay. So how many years were you an MP?
I was 17 years as a cop and did 26 years overall in the Air Force.
Man.
Yeah.
That's impressive. So, that's a lot of time. Yeah, so did you end up with your last station location as Maxwell?
No, actually, I retired out of Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado. And I was here at the Air Force Senior NCO Academy as an instructor. And then I went to Peterson Air Force Base and then retired out of there in 2012.
What were you an instructor for?
It's the Senior NCO Academy. It's the enlisted military professional education.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, Lord, probably 5 or 6, 8 years.
And so it took this to get you to call, huh?
I guess so. It's just something that kind of caught my ear. And it's, like I said, I think we need to be aware of what our rights are and what we're allowed to do and, a lot of people don't have the right information. And like you said about the callers that called and said, you know, nobody needs guns and, you know, they're giving their opinion. And a lot of times that's all it is an opinion.
Exactly right. Well, and they don't think through it. And that's what I was trying to do yesterday and today is get people to think through this. I mean, this concept of Well, we need to reform the police. So tell me what that looks like. Because I tell you what, I know a lot of police officers, they're not going to make a motor vehicle stop unless they have a firearm with them.
Right. Absolutely.
Because you don't know how bad that guy is behind the wheel.
Right. You don't know who that is. You have no idea who that is. You know, and it's just like when somebody rings your doorbell. You have no idea who's standing at your front door.
Yeah.
It could be your next door neighbor. It could be a guy casing the neighborhood, or somebody's been casing your neighborhood and knows you open the door whenever they ring the bell. It's just people talk about reforming the police. Well, how about reforming the public?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, let the public know what their rights are, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. Because if you haven't done anything wrong, the cop doesn't have any authority over you. That person, they're just doing a job just like you are. Now, if you get pulled over for speeding, they're going to ask you for your driver's license, your registration, your insurance. Other than that, that's all you're legally required to give them. You know, but, you know, the cop will ask them a question. Do you know how fast you're going? Yeah, I was going 55 into 45. Well, you just admitted guilt. So, you know, keep your mouth shut.
Spoken like a former MP there. John Boy, I've got some good news for you.
What's that?
I've got your name in twice in the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing and once in the Mortgage Corporation of the South Gift Card Drawing. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have not. Well, actually, I have. It's been a little while, but I went down and got their roast beef sandwich and thought that was pretty good.
Mm. Well, we're going to do that drawing for Sweet Creek on Friday, 2:30, 2:45. Mortgage Corporation South tomorrow, 1:05. So listen in. And as the words of Milton McGregor, see if you can be a winner too.
And John Boy, what is your month and day of
birth? I'm sorry.
12/27.
You are in, my friend.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Steve, coming back to you after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Save big on BF Goodrich tires now through April 26th at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto.
Get up to a $70 rebate on 4 new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Gray's Tire and Auto will beat any advertised price on name brand tires.
They make financing easy at Gray's Tire and Auto. They take the Synchrony line of credit cards.
And anytime you spend a dollar at Gray's Tire and Auto, you get free roadside assistance for a whole year. Check out the website graystirecenter.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.27/29/228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dano.
How are you doing, and how is the captain?
The good captain is standing tall today. I see he's got a hold of the wheel, and he's making headway.
I like that.
Hey, you know, I got stopped by a African-American state trooper in Texas about a month ago, coming back from Dallas.
A.K.A. And, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, A.K.A. Texas Ranger, exactly. And a big guy. And anyway, I was in a rental car, and the tag applied for thing had come off. I don't know when it came off. But anyway, it came off. So that's what he pulled. He was running radar, and he saw me go by, and car caught his attention. So, and I had a coffee cup mug, and it could have been anything in there, and I had it between my legs. And he came over to the passenger side, and he said, "Do you know why I stopped you?" And I said, "I may have been speeding, but I'm probably speeding in your jurisdiction there, sir." And he said, "No." He said, "I stopped you because you don't have a tag on your vehicle." I said, "Don't have a tag." So I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Get out and come around here and look at it." So I stepped out, walked around, and there was no tag on there. I said, "There was a tag when I left Dallas." I said, "It must have blown off. It was one of those temporary tags." He said, "Is this a rental car?" And I said, "Yes, sir, it's a rental car." So we talked for a minute or two, and he said, "What you got in your cup?" And I said, "Coffee." He said, "Oh, okay." And we stood there and talked for a minute. I never told him I was a retired law enforcement officer. Never told him I did law enforcement training. None of that. And he said, "You know, I probably should issue you a warning." But he said, "Go ahead and get that tag fixed on there when you can." I said, "Well, I'm turning the car back in as soon as I get back to Montgomery, Alabama." But, I mean, several things, the way I approached him, the way him, you know, the way he approached me.
Yeah.
It could have gotten off on a bad foot, but it didn't. You know, and I always told officers, you set the tone. You set the tone when you get out of the car, you know, and when you engage someone, you know, think about it. Not his job, but maybe this is your family member, and how would you like, you know, for them to be approached. But it's really going to be difficult, Dan, to get people to come into this profession.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how to do this. I don't know if we need a national education. I don't know if we need education on a municipality level, which would make sense to me, where you have different communities that are doing education, what you need to do for a stop and what you don't need to do. And don't be belligerent.
Well, it's just like when you were at Jeff Davis and you were walking down the hall and a teacher approached you and said, "Morris, do you have a hall pass?" Now, you had a decision to make.
Yeah.
Now, if you had one, you could stop and show it to her. Or you could say, "Well, why are you picking on me? What'd you ask me for?" And if you didn't have one, then you could walk away and run to the next floor or hope you'd get away from her, and then other bad things would happen. But
see, my luck, it was Coach Davis, and he would tackle me.
Or Coach Lee.
Or Boswell. Or Sharp. Or Boswell.
So, but there was a decision, and you start early in life learning that it's okay to comply when somebody asks you, or if you, that has the authority, and if you don't, then bad things can start to happen. But I am so sorry for that individual that got shot by the girl who drew her weapon rather than her taser, and you're supposed to wear the taser on the weak side, and you got on the strong side, hand side, shooting side, so that doesn't happen. But it was a mistake. And just like a doctor, you go in to get a tummy tuck, and a doctor nicks you, and you bleed out, you don't burn the hospital down. It was an honest mistake. And there's accountability. And the family should be compensated. But you don't fire the doctor. You don't feed him to the lions. And you sure don't burn the hospital down.
Well, as a law enforcement officer said to me, 26 years of experience is a hell of a lot of experience. And she was...